Hello, hello. Happy Friday. How's your week been?
Oh, I've had a very big week.
I've had a lovely week. I did an event on Tuesday. Tuesday was the Melbourne Cup, and I did an event on Tuesday, and it was epic. It was an event for the rescue helicopters and for the Grassroots Rescue Helicopters Trust in Palmerston North, and we were raising money for the rescue helicopter. And so rescue helicopters are government funded, but not all of it. Like, the government pays for the helicopter, apparently, and I think the pilot, but they need to raise the money to pay for the uniforms and all the extra stuff. So it's only partially funded. And so a local real estate company called Property Brokers in Palmerston North just every year do this big fundraiser. And like, it's awesome. And they're really connected people, like, very community sort of focused, and they know everyone in the community because they're a very big real estate firm in the area. And so they know lots of people, and you know, they're all real estate people, so they've got a lot of energy and a lot of the gift of the gab and all that. And they go out and gather prizes from people, you know, from businesses or whatever. And then we auctioned a whole lot of prizes. There were silent auctions, all that malarkey. But it was a really beautiful event. So they put on all, you know, this whole day, and it's the Melbourne Cup. So there's people dressed up like the races. But you know what struck me? We raised $165,000. Like, that's a fucking lot of money, isn't it? $165,000 was sucked out of a room of 350 people in Palmerston North in about 5 hours. Like, that's an extraordinary effort. I'm still blown away by it. And it was a big day. It was exhausting because no one wanted to listen to me, and I was emceeing because they were having a good time. You know, they were drinking and talking and betting on races, and they didn't fucking care about old Lisa and her announcements, did they? No. But anyway, the day was amazing. And what struck me about it was the generosity. And I really like, so earlier this week, Billie Eilish, the singer, she's fucking incredible. She's one of my, I think if I had to vote for person of the year, it's Billie Eilish. She's 23, and she just donated $11.5 million to climate change organisations and food equity trusts. And she's just one of these new, young, up-and-coming generation, whatever fucking A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z is. I can't never remember all those generations. But she's young. She's 23. And obviously talented and obviously privileged. Well, she's not. I mean, she is privileged, but actually she's worked her fucking ass off and to where she is. There was no magic wand bestowed on her. She's an incredible singer that's been singing her whole life and done the most amazing things. And I went and saw her live because I just think she's an extraordinary person. Like, her music's amazing, but aside from that, she's an incredible person. And her story's amazing. If you don't know about her, look her up. She's fucking incredible. And her music's beautiful. And she's just a really beautiful person. Very family orientated and just got it all going on. And so she's given all this money away. And there were some big awards, I can't remember the exact name of them, in New York. It was a fashion event. And there was awards given out, like Musician of the Year and Most Fashionable of the Year and just the best Celebrity of the Year awards or something. Anyway. What blew me away was Jimmy Kimmel. Was it Jimmy Kimmel? One of the Jimmys. No, Stephen. Anyway, who's the guy, the American dude? Stephen. Anyway, it'll come to me after I finish talking to you. You know, the late night host. Anyway, so he does one of the late night things, and he was the MC, and he introduced Billie Eilish because she was presenting. And no, she'd won an award, I think. So he was doing the presentation. And he said, look, no, she doesn't want anyone to know this, but I think you should know that Billie has donated $11.5 million from her latest tour to all these charities, and she's an extraordinary young human. And of course, everyone clapped. And so Billie got up and went, yeah, cheers for that. You know, you can look it up on the internet. It's fucking cool. And she goes, oh yeah, thanks for that. That's amazing. And then she calls out the room and she goes, do you know what? There's people in this room with more money than me. Most of you in this room have more money than me, because there's all the rich and famous people there, right? And Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook Meta is sitting in the front, and he's a billionaire. And a bit of a dick with his money, just quietly. Like, you know, does embarrassing things with it. and not things for the greater good of the world. Anyway, and he's sitting in the front row and she goes, if you're a billionaire, I want you to ask yourself, why are you a billionaire? Because what good is it that you are a billionaire? And then she stared at him and said, no hate or anything, but, you know, why don't you give your money away, shorty? She called him shorty. Funny. Anyway, apparently that's probably not cool. People say, oh my God, that's terrible. She called him a nickname. She ridiculed him. All the PC police will be saying it's a terrible thing. You know what? Fuck off. I think she's extraordinary. 23-year-old chick calling out fucking all these uptight, privileged billionaires. Probably most of the men, actually. And she's just calling them out. And I'm like, that is so epic. And she's like, why don't you give some money away? Why are you a billionaire? And I think, you know, the world is changing. And these young people, they think you're a dick. They don't think it's cool to be Scrooge McDuck sitting on your millions. They're like, hey, give your money away. Hey, why don't you put your money into some good? And it's really interesting. There's this whole like wealth transfer going on where all these old people are dying and they're leaving pots of money to some 23-year-olds. And these 23-year-olds are going, yeah, fuck yeah, let's give some money away. Like, that's cool. Isn't that so cool? Like, I love that. My friend MJ, I had dinner with her tonight and she's started up this amazing initiative called the Climatics, and you can donate money and you can pay like $1,000 a year or something, and your money goes towards climate change projects. And it means that someone who doesn't have loads and loads of money but could give, say, $1,000 a year, makes you go, oh fuck, I feel like I'm making a difference because I'm putting some money into something I care about. So you care about the climate, but you think, what's one little person going to do? Well, one little person could give the Climatics some money, and then how good's that? And then some of these rich people just, like, you know, ring her up and go, I'm going to give you $20,000. I'm like, fuck yeah, you should. Like, if you've got money sitting around doing nothing, give it away, because money's energy. Right? And this goes, I was thinking about it tonight after dinner. It's like, we hold on to shit. And why do we hold on to shit? Because of fear, right? Because we're scared we might run out of money, or we're scared. Like, I have an addiction to books. I have so many books. And I have a problem with books because I don't want to get rid of them. And then I was unpacking this one day and I'm like, I wonder why I don't want to get rid of the books. And I was talking to my friend Leslie and she said, I think, why do you want the book? And I said, I think if I've got the book, I've got the knowledge. Now, I don't need the book to have the knowledge because I've read the book, I've got the knowledge, and I could Google any page in a book these days and AI would find it for me. So I don't need the books, but there's something about my attachment to the books that keeps me safe. So that's interesting, isn't it? And we've all got my version of books. We've all got stuff we're holding on to. Rich people hold on to money just because they think, I don't know, makes them more important or something. People hold on to so much stuff and they don't want to give it away. And I look, I'm a stuff person. I am a stuff slut. I've got a lot of stuff. And I've always thought that if I had more, I would be more. Just doesn't work that way, turns out. And now I've got a lot of stuff and I'm getting rid of stuff. And it's great. It's so cool to liberate yourself from stuff. And I love giving it to people and going, because it's energy, you see. I'm like, well, why don't I give it to those people? Like, if you give, you know, you can give furniture and stuff to like Women's Refuge, or you can give clothes to Dress for Success, who are helping women to go out back into the workforce for the first time. And they don't want shitty your old painting clothes with a stain on them. They want like a beautiful blazer that a woman could wear to an interview and feel like $1 million. So it's like, if you've got specific, I love that, specific. My friend always used to say Pacific. If you've got Pacific things, and it used to make me laugh. I love it when people fuck up words. So if you've got Pacific things you could give away and you're giving out energy to the world, and I reckon you'll get it back. So what are you hoarding? What are you holding on to? What could you give away? You know, I love the idea. I remember once I had no money and I was really stressed about money and I was panicking how I didn't have any money. And I was reading this book and it said, whatever you want, give it away. So whatever you want, give it away. And I was walking down the street in Wellington and there was a homeless dude sitting there. And I had no money and I was panicking about how I was going to pay for something. I don't know. I can't even remember what it was. It was years ago. And I saw this dude and he was sitting there and I had a $50 note in my wallet and I put it in his hat and he just looked at me and I smiled and he smiled and I thought, fuck yeah, that's cool. And then I walked away and was like, you fucking idiot, Lisa. You gave away that money. And I was like, no, because that made his day. That made his day. And I'd never done it before. I'd never ever given, you know, money to anyone. And people say, oh, don't give them money. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Don't be such a wanker. Like, he was like, they'll just go and buy alcohol. Well, actually, maybe they will. But maybe their life is so shit that one bottle of alcohol will make them feel better or worse or something. But they're so desperate. And we judge like, well, I'm not going to give them cash. I will give them food because then I know they're going to get fed. And I'm like, well, fucking good for you, you righteous bitch. Like, just give them fucking some money, you know? And so what, when you give people money, I'm a firm believer, and you can't control what they do with that money. You can't go, well, I get, you know, this, it's conditional, isn't it? It's conditional. Anyway, back to my homeless man story. That afternoon, I got home and I had a tax return check in the post. This is back in the day when they'd send it to your paper. And I got $800 in a tax return that afternoon that I didn't even know was coming. And I that was the day. And I'm like, you know what? I think that was because I gave away my $50. I got a treat back. That's how I like to look at the world. And I love the idea of giving things out because you don't know the form it's going to come back. And I hope all these people that were at my event on Tuesday, you know, really got off on the fact that they were giving up lovely money for lovely things. And people were auctioning off all kinds of stuff. And it's so cool. And you imagine if you, I was thinking when I got home, I thought, if I auctioned half the shit in this house that I don't care about anymore or need, imagine how much money I could make. And then I thought I could do that and I could give it away. And who would I give it to? Because I think that's quite cool. I think, you know, because I've got a theory about this. I think when people win lotto, I think you should only be allowed to win $1 million. I think it should be a lid on it. So if it's a $10 million week, 10 people should get $1 million. Because I'm like, this is winnings. This is a bonus. Don't get me wrong. I could spend $10 million in about fucking 3 hours, I reckon. But I think if it's a bonus thing, let 10 people be happy than just one. Why would you let one person have $10 million? They'll probably fuck it up anyway. And you could give 10 people $1 million. Isn't that lovely? My great-grandma got dementia and she won the Golden Kiwi and she walked around the Octagon in Dunedin with an apron around her tummy filled with $20 notes. And just walked up to people and said, I'd like to give you $20. I'd like to give you $20. And then she told everyone my grandma stole the money because she was mad. Isn't that a great story? Imagine just going around giving out cash. I'd love to do that. I think one day before I die, I'm just going to walk along the street and hand out money to people. I just think that would be a fucking extraordinary day. Imagine walking up to random people and just handing them a $50 note. Wouldn't that feel so good? I like that. So there you go. That's been my theme for the week. Generosity. People who are generous. People who are not generous. Why are they not being generous? This is what happens in my head, you see. Whew. I've got notes in my journal all about the generosity. So that's what I've been thinking about. So I think this is a sign for you to either go and be generous, think about who is generous, or what does generous look like for you? There you go. Maybe you're on the edge of doing something generous and this is the sign to do it. You have a lovely week.